Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we are talking about Sears. Sears was the original Amazon. Back in the day, items you could not find in the local department store could be ordered from the Sears catalog. It wasn't the choice of vendors that the internet offers today, but there was Sears, or the local shopping mall. The problem with retail in general has always been the cost of maintaining inventory on the retail floor. If you're a broadline supplier, you can't build a store large enough to make the economics viable for too broad a range of products. Only the products in the greatest demand will sell in sufficient volume for there to be an actual return on the real estate. In fact, many items back in the day were not carried on the showroom floor. They could only be purchased from the Sears catalog. They owned the market. The Sears brand became synonymous with quality. The Sears Kenmore appliances were a rebranding of other appliances from Maytag and Amana. Sears Craftsman tools were as good as any tools in the market. They were well positioned as a retailer and in the culture of an entire generation. Today, we're talking about the impact of the Sears bankruptcy on the commercial real estate market and what lessons we can learn in other segments of commercial retail. While the decline of Sears isn't news and it's been widely anticipated for a number of years, the impact will still be significant. At the peak, Sears and Kmart combined owned over 2,300 stores. Today, only 684 stores remain. And under the proposed reorganization plan, the company plans to close 188 stores of its least profitable stores this quarter and hopes to emerge from bankruptcy protection having reorganized its supply chain and its debt to be a leaner and profitable company. The company still employs 68,000 people and holds 118 million square feet of real estate. I mean, think about it, 118 million square feet. Even at $100 a square foot, that represents almost $12 billion of real estate value. In fact, retail space is usually priced at closer to $300 to $400 per square foot in terms of replacement cost. Herein lies part of the problem. They held so much real estate and had such a strong balance sheet as a result, they were able to borrow a lot of money. That strong balance sheet allowed them to survive for nearly two decades with declining financial performance. And Sears' problems go far beyond money. The problem is that they stopped being relevant to shoppers a long time ago. An injection of cash won't fix that. They kept looking at the retail business as a numbers game and not as a customer experience. Selling a real estate portfolio has been suggested as a way for the company to basically save itself. They still hold a ton of real estate, and the sale of those assets could raise a lot of cash, even at fire sale prices. The viability of any retail operation comes down to simple math. The problem lies in looking at the business purely as a numbers game. But let's take a moment and look at the numbers. Sears, in the last 12 months, was selling an average of $83 per square foot. That comes to about 18.5% gross margin. And there is not enough gross margin to cover the fixed operating expenses of the business. Sears will not shrink into a profitable, sustainable business. It might shrink into a temporarily profitable business, but not a sustainable business. Retail businesses need to generate, on average, about 30% gross margin to be viable under most conditions. They need to make a strong profit multiple compared with their rent. And if you look at retail in general, the most profitable companies have a very high dollar per square foot ratio. The number one company in the world for dollars per square foot is, of course, Apple. And they sell over $5,540 per square foot in its Apple stores. If they're paying the industry average of, let's say, $43 per square foot for their retail space, plus, let's say, another $13 per square foot for operating expenses, they're spending about $56 per square foot for their real estate. That means the retail space is costing about 1% of their in-store sales. That's a drop in the bucket. All right, you say, Apple is selling, you know, $800 devices that fit in the palm of your hand. Of course they're doing well. So then the question is, why isn't Microsoft up there? How come the Microsoft stores aren't there? Why isn't Best Buy? Sears is selling clothing. That's not the same. Okay, I'll take that. So let's look at other retailers in the clothing segment. The athletic wear company Lululemon does sales of $1,560 per square foot. And apparel is an incredibly tough sector to attract customers today. In my opinion, at this point, the Sears brand is virtually worthless. Lululemon is doing well because it focused on being relevant to today's shopper. Sears didn't. And it's a sad story of missed opportunities. They were the original Amazon. they sat on the sidelines and watched as the internet completely devoured their catalog business. Even Walmart, late to the party, has recognized that the internet is key to their survival. The key is to remove friction from the buying process. As consumers value their time more and more, making the buying process frictionless becomes increasingly important. And Sears is a cautionary tale. So let's talk about the restaurant industry. Here too, the industry is changing. Uber started out as a replacement for taxis. Today, they'll deliver you dinner. If I can have my favorite dinner delivered from my favorite restaurant without having to make reservations, get in my car, worry about driving home after having had a glass of wine, the savings on the markup of the bottle of wine alone will pay for the Uber delivery of my meal. Let that sink in. If I cork my own bottle of wine at home, the savings on the bottle of wine between buying it at home versus buying that bottle of wine in the restaurant will pay for the Uber delivery. So if you own a retail space that has a restaurant as its tenant, you need to pay attention. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.